I'm asking for a volunteer.
I don't have the name of the names of the committee.
All right,
members.
I will.
Hold on. Let me find the email and then I'll just go by what's on the email.
Oh yeah, okay. I do have that.
I got everybody.
You got that? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't have it.
Yeah, you want me to go ahead and do it, Alex? I've got the list.
Okay.
Okay, Grace, is Grace on the committee?
Yeah.
Okay, Grace? Grace Aaron? Alex Steinberg?
Here.
Robin Collier?
Present.
Vanessa?
Here.
Heather Gray? Heather Gray.
You know, I was talking to Heather yesterday. She doesn't know what committee she's on. So, I mean, I could try to call her after we take roll.
Lawrence, okay. You're next. I'm going to guess you're here.
I think so.
Dwayne Lark? Lydia Brazon. Myself, James Sagerton here, and Tom Voorhees.
Tom asked for an excused absence.
Okay.
Grace is here.
Let's go back. Okay, we have Grace is present. We had Heather Gray. Still not here. We had Dwayne Lark. Still not here. And Lydia Brazon. Not here.
Okay, we have how many does that make?
James, I have Dwayne on the call. Hello.
That gives us seven.
Okay.
If you count me, they'll make eight.
And I'm gonna call Heather.
Why did I miss you, Lyndon? Are you not
because
on the
call? Because I was put on the committee late.
I see. Okay. My apology.
Okay.
Your presence, that gives us eight. And Dwayne is here.
Okay, so we definitely have a quorum. Okay, I sent out a draft agenda. Anyway, we just did the roll call. Anybody want to volunteer to be a timekeeper? We can...
I'll do that.
Yeah, we can talk for a little bit more than the usual 90 minutes in this committee. Let's say make it, I don't know, is 2 minutes enough time? We can make it a little more even.
Oh, I thought it was the usual 90 minutes.
Well, the committees are more informal.
You misspoke. You said minutes instead of seconds.
Yeah, let's leave it at 2 minutes.
Fine.
That's okay. I mean, some people may want to say all they can say in 30 seconds, which is fine. Okay, we have a timekeeper. Excuse the absence. We had a request from Tom. We don't really do excuse the absences in committees. I don't think there's any provision for that in the bylaws. We could vote to excuse someone, I guess. I don't think it has any standing, though. We have a motion to excuse Tom Voorhees from this meeting.
So moved, James.
Okay, do we have a second? Oh, we don't need a second in committees either, actually. Are there any objections? Okay, so Tom is excused. Agenda approval, and let me read the remainder of the agenda. Agenda approval is 5 minutes. And the next item is a nomination for secretary. We don't have a secretary yet on this committee. It would be good if we had one. The next item is to continue the discussion of the recovery plan that we need for the audit. And That's either 15 minutes or it may not be anything if we can't get Lydia on the call because she's kind of crucial to that discussion. Item number 7 is the discussion of the affiliates business.
How much that Lydia, Adams?
Going to be on the call?
I'm a texter.
Okay. Okay, next item is discussion of affiliates business unit proposal, 10 minutes. Next item is discussion of accurate financial reporting, 10 minutes. New business, if any, 10 minutes. And we have an adjournment of 9:30. It's a relatively short meeting tonight, but I think we should be able to make that unless people start packing the agenda with other things. So, do we have a motion to approve the draft agenda as I just read it?
So moved, James.
Okay. Are there any?
Could you send me a copy? Could you? This is Lyndon. Could you send me a copy? Hopefully, I
sure.
Received one.
I'll just.
This is Vanessa. May I also have one, please?
Okay.
I want to be on the stack, Alex, in regards to a motion that was sent to this committee from KPFK.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
Alex, okay. I'm about to forward them the email. Would you like me to do that, or are you already doing it?
Yeah, I already did it. Okay, okay. So do we have any objections to the draft agenda? Oh, Lawrence, you wanted to add something to the agenda?
Yeah, this is something that Michael Novick, from LSV member from KPFK, sent to you. I'm looking for the motion right now, and I can't find it. So if you could, I don't know if you could find it, but if not, we could just bring it up at the next meeting.
You can introduce it under new business. How's that?
I'm looking for it, so if I find it, I will do that. If not, then I'll probably move to have it brought up at the next meeting.
Okay, because we have 10 minutes for new business. You could bring it in as new business.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so if there are no further objections or proposals for the draft agenda, I guess it's approved. Is that correct? Anybody disagree with that? Okay. All right, so we need somebody to be secretary of this committee. It's... not a huge job, but somebody needs to take notes and post the minutes, basically. So I'm looking for a volunteer. Okay, if nobody volunteers, I'm just wondering why we are having this committee. I know some of you on this committee are doing yeoman's work in other areas, so I'm not really speaking to you, but there are some members of this committee who are not doing that much, and I don't see why they can't step up to the plate and volunteer for this.
You know, Alex, I would volunteer, but I'm like sweating right now.
You're already, Lawrence. I know that.
So this is Vanessa. I am not volunteering, but I am offering to explain why I am not. It's because I'm usually working in the background.
Yeah, I'm aware of your situation a little bit, Vanessa. I am aware of that.
Thank you for understanding.
Yeah. I guess I'm trying to play a little guilt trip on somebody on this committee who may have some spare time to offer.
What if we rotate?
Well, we could do that. Then what we should do is somebody should volunteer to be the secretary for tonight's meeting, and then we'll just go around every time, and somebody else will volunteer for the next meeting. Let's do this again. Does somebody want to volunteer to be, I guess, the secretary pro tem for tonight's meeting?
I will volunteer to do it for next time because I'm still working. So at least I'll be prepared and I won't be working, I hope. So I'll volunteer for next time.
I'll definitely take you up on that, Vanessa. So could we have a volunteer for tonight's meeting? Okay. All right. We're going to go on without a secretary then. Don't know what else to do. And when we get a secretary, somebody will have to reconstruct the minutes because I'm not going to be doing that while I'm trying to chair the meeting. I might take some very sketchy notes, but that's about it. Okay. Is Lydia on the call yet?
I text her because the mailbox is full.
Uh-huh. Okay. So let's do this. Let's defer dealing with that issue until Lydia gets on the call, because she is absolutely crucial to it. And let's just go on to the next agenda item. And when Lydia gets on the call, hopefully she will get on the call, we'll come back to that. Is that all right? So the next item is a discussion of the affiliates business unit proposal. Robin, I think that was coming from you. I think you originally sent it to the last P&B meeting.
Yeah, well, it was from me and Heather together.
Okay.
I did just email the text of it to Geisel, because I don't have Lyndon's email. He wasn't on the agenda list there. So, well, basically all it is changing the name from department to unit. And just go into the background, almost a year and a half ago, the Strategic Planning Committee and the PNP approved making the affiliates a unit. When Matthew Jackson came on, for some reason, he completely resisted the whole idea entirely. But after, you know, working with him, talking to Nita, it became clear that...
Robin, let's try to keep names of individuals who... Especially individuals with the foundation out of the discussion, please.
Okay. The executive director resisted that, but we confirmed with Nita that there is no real cost to it. The accounting would be really the same. It just allowed everything to be reported as a separate budget and account, so you could see what the affiliates really cost separate from the national office. So that was adopted, and the concession was it would be named department instead of unit, because he didn't want to make it look like he was completely backing down. However, there's no functional difference in reality in terms of fiscally or financially of a unit or a department. But calling it a department demotes the affiliates. It puts them on a lower rung than being a unit. And the affiliates have been successful for 18 years, you know, and showed a profit every year, had very good accounting. There's no reason at this point not to call it a unit. And it's simply a matter of respect for what Ursula has done with the affiliates. So that's why I'm urging to just change the name, as again, Nita has already agreed to work on reporting that separately. They should have been doing it for all the other problems we've been having where they can't pay attention to it. So that's the base of it. As I said, I sent it to you, and I sent the previous resolution, and hopefully we can agree on that.
Let me ask you a question, Robin.
Sure.
I recall when we had a series of discussions about this on the Strategic Planning Committee about a year and a half ago, maybe it was longer, I forget. And there was an issue that came up where Nita said there would be added costs to break out their budget into a separate business unit. Is that still the case, or was that never the case, or am I not remembering this correctly?
Well, that's what the previous executive director claimed. He claimed that NIDA said it would cost $50,000, but it wasn't true. We actually got the IFO to say in email that there would be virtually no cost because basically the affiliates were already reporting everything to NIDA. It all went into the thing. There, you heard at the meeting, I think it was the last meeting or the present, that affiliates' finance reporting is pristine. It's just always been really good. So when our executive director was confronted with that, he backed down. And if you see in his recommendation, he basically agrees to everything that Ursula wanted it to be with the separate reporting. So there is no real difference in cost. So that was, who knows why there was resistance to it. In the end, he agreed to everything except the name. That's all. So...
Okay, so can you again explain why, if there's no difference in terms of cost, then what is the significance of the name?
Well, it puts the affiliates on an equal footing with all the other stations and the archives. It just, you know, it recognizes the importance. You know, the affiliates reach 2.3 million people with their 225 stations. The work that Ursula does in coordinating with all those different stations and keeping them informed, all the promotion of AudioPort, it's a significant part of Pacifica that shouldn't be demoted by be calling a department. The national office really does almost nothing with them. You know, they meet with them and keep track of what's happening. Again, everything in Pacifica is part of Pacifica Foundation, whether it's whatever the name is called. It's just a matter of respect. That's all.
Dwayne, get us back.
Okay. Dwayne, anybody else want to be on the stack?
Grace,
okay.
Okay, I think you're focusing.
Go ahead.
I think your question to Robin was significant, and I think he gave an adequate answer. But I think in his answer, he admitted it didn't make any difference. However, I think in his answer, there was something that troubles me, and it has to do with our bylaws. For instance, Robin, it can't be an equal partner because it's not articulated in our bylaws as five stations are and the archives. It's written into stone, so to speak. So to create a unit and then say that, for instance, for it to be equal, it would have the right to bylaws, it would have the right attributed to all stations, which I think you know better. That's not going to happen. So I just want to be clear about its equality and changing the name and how it's going to put it on the same footing that is articulated by five stations in our bylaws and even the archives don't have some of the rights that are afforded to the station as it relates to our governance, as it relates to some other things. Now, on the face of it, I don't really have a strong objection as it is, other than what I've just mentioned. It's short of your words with your explanation, I was almost there. But when you began to explain what your vision was, it caused me some pause. If it's just a matter of a name. But then when you start talking about standing, it really gave me something to think about.
Time. It's 2 minutes.
Hey, may I respond?
Okay, I'll come back. Putting on the check again.
Okay. All right. I think Grace was next.
Yes. Two things, and my time sequence for these things might not be accurate. But anyway, I recall that it was Tamara Swiderski who stated as ICFO that it would cost $30,000 extra per year to have the to change the situation. Now, I don't know if that's already been done, and I don't recall seeing in writing that there would be no charge. The next thing is, I believe I saw an email a while back from Ursula that her bookkeeper quit because he was afraid about the reputation of Pacifica or something. So does she have a bookkeeper? You're saying that some of this is predicated on the fact that there's a business manager, a bookkeeper for the affiliate network. Now, so what is the situation with the bookkeeping staff at the affiliates?
May I respond, Robin?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, she has another bookkeeper. I mean, her bookkeeper just made a career decision that he wanted to make more money than he was getting paid at Pacifica. No, she has an excellent bookkeeper. That's working out fine. She has another staff, Stephanie, who's excellent. So, no, there's no problems. Things are operating just fine. I don't ever remember Tamara ever actually saying that. That's just what the previous executive director said she said. When we actually got to the IFO at that time, he said there would be no real charges. And, you know, what would be the $30,000 spent on? There was never an explanation, or the $50,000 that at one point was brought up. There isn't any cost in that. And then responding to the other thing, this would not change the bylaws in any way. Making it a unit, you know, the provision of the bylaws are specific to the stations and the LSVs. There would be no new voting rights for the affiliates as a unit or anything like that. So it's just a matter of recognizing the importance of the affiliates. You know, that's all.
Okay. Anybody else?
Grace back on the stack after everyone else.
Okay. I think Dwayne wanted to be back on the stack too, and I would like to be back on the stack one last time. So, Dwayne, go ahead.
Okay. Let me get. All right. I think I would feel, as Robin just admitted, it wouldn't afford any particular rights, although, you know, he did say equal footing, equal status. But maybe his second comment clarified that. And then, first off, I'd like to take this to the Finance Committee and have the Finance Committee, since the ICFO is there, and I and others could hear, explanation that it wouldn't cost any additional funding. We can get that in writing, if not just a commitment verbally. And second, I think it needs to be vetted by government to address any concerns, as I just referred to, with respect to the bylaws. And then, of course, I would be more comfortable in this discussion in the PNB to be able to support the motion. That's it.
All right. Grace? Can't hear you. Unmute yourself if you want to speak, Grace. Okay, I don't know. Maybe we've lost Grace. Okay, let me make my final comment. I don't particularly have any objection to this, but before we proceed, I don't think we need to send it to other committees either. I just think we simply have to ask the ICFO just to confirm that this change in name will not be any kind of added cost, which certainly sounds reasonable to me. I would just feel a little bit better if the ICFO confirms this. Or it doesn't have to be the ICFO. Well, I guess it would be Anita at this point. So, yeah.
This is James.
James?
Yeah, I would just inquire as to whether or not when we inquire of Anita about that, whether that's particular to her firm, or if in the future we have a different firm, if she was had an opinion on whether that would remain the same as to no additional cost.
Well, I mean, let me just say, on the face of it, I don't know why there should be any additional cost, because we still have, regardless of who's doing the budgets, there is still a separate budget for the affiliates, whether that's reported as a separate department of national or its own unit doesn't really make much of a difference as far as the accounting goes. It's just another, you know, it's one extra spreadsheet instead of rolling a certain item into another spreadsheet, as far as I can see. But I would just like that confirmed to feel comfortable. All right, anybody else?
Dwayne has an amendment.
Yeah?
I do believe, unlike you, Alex, I do believe that this should be vetted through governance. I believe that when you start talking about giving unit status, and what from a strange idea or just out of the blue, when you give unit status, then you take on legal liability. So I believe that it should be vetted by government, and I believe we should ask Arthur of his opinion, since you like to ask Arthur his opinion when we make decisions like this, that could, not maybe today, not maybe tomorrow, but somewhere in the future, affect the foundation and its legal, have legal responsibilities for what this unit does or don't do. So I'm going to move that we refer this matter to the governance committee, and we ask Arthur for a legal opinion. Now, with
that's an amendment. All right.
This is Grace. I'm back on the call.
Okay. Grace, did you want to add anything to what was said? Dwayne just offered an amendment that we refer this matter to the governance committee.
Yeah, I'm fine with that, but I'd also like something current in writing from NETA that there would be no expense.
I already discussed that. I think my own feeling is we don't need to refer it to another committee. This is the committee it's been in. I don't actually see that how we organize business units has anything to do with our bylaws. I don't think our bylaws even mention the units, but. But anyway, that's my amendment on the floor.
I'd like to restate the amendment since you mentioned half of it. The other part of the amendment was to ask Arthur for an opinion.
Okay. Is there any discussion on Dwayne's
chair?
Yeah,
Chair. This is Lawrence. I'm the pro temp chair of the governance committee. Mm-hmm. Can you clarify Dwayne's amendment? Because I had to step away. Please, thank you.
Dwayne can clarify his own amendment. Go ahead, Dwayne.
All right. So that I can support it, I would like for the governance committee to vet it. In terms of its effect, its comportment to the bylaws, and to ask Arthur for an opinion.
Okay.
This is Grace. I'd like to add another amendment.
Yeah. So I have a substitute amendment, and that my amendment is let's confirm. Let's confirm with Netta that this change will have no impact on our course to Netta.
That's fine, because that's why I didn't ask the Finance Committee.
Okay. So that's my substitute. So does anybody want to discuss my substitute?
This is all right. James. Clarification?
Yeah.
You're just substituting... ask Netta
Yeah.
Or you're just adding AskNetta, you're not taking away AskArthur.
Yeah, I'm substituting for Dwayne's amendment just to AskNetta. I don't think we need to AskArthur. I don't think we need to go to another committee. That's my opinion.
Okay, well, I'll be against that. Sure.
Okay, that's fine. So let's go to a vote on my substitute.
This is Grace. Can I raise a little objection to going to a vote?
Okay.
Okay, Dwayne, can you please, since you're bringing up basically a point of order, can you please state what section of the bylaws making the affiliate network into a unit would violate?
Well, first off, I did make a point of order. It is my concern that it would allow me, let me make this very clear, those are your words, not mine. I'm trying to find comfortable ground on supporting this matter, so when it gets to the PNB, I'm not making any arguments against it. Now, short of that, I'm concerned that it's the governor's job to find out if it comports, not my job. And it is, I thought it would be, I'm satisfied with what Alex said about asking NETA to clarify any statements that have been allegedly made or not made as to what the cost will be. And I believe it is in order for the attorney to tell us whether or not his opinion is that it comports with good governance and within the restrictions of creating things that don't exist in the bylaws.
Dwayne, just to clarify, I am not saying anything about your motion is out of order. I'm just saying I didn't agree with it. I didn't think it was necessary.
No, I didn't say it was out of order. I'm giving an explanation to Grace that I didn't say that, that I was calling a point of order. It had nothing to do with what you said, Alex. I'm trying to explain to her. I'm trying to get there, and this would help me get there. Now, short of helping me get there, I'm going to have to make arguments against it at the PNB.
Okay.
I apologize for being confusing.
Point of information, Chad Lawrence.
What is your point of information?
So my question to you and to the committee is that if this amendment passes or fails, I mean, if any of this process passes, right, regardless of what passes, does that mean this goes to the PNB for a vote? Okay, thank you.
Okay, so let's vote on my substitute, and then we'll go to Dwayne's.
Can we be clear? Mr. Chair, can we be clear that if your substitute prevails, then my original amendment dies on the vine? So
that's correct.
So I just want the members to know what they're voting for. Okay.
That is correct. Okay.
Could you please restate what we're voting on? Just the language.
Okay. I offered a substitute to Dwayne's amendment. Dwayne's amendment was to refer, number one, to refer this to the governance committee, and number two, to ask our legal counsel for his opinion about this. My substitute is simply to ask NETA if making this change will involve any extra costs, and it will negate the Dwayne's amendment, because I don't really see why it's necessary to go to another committee or to ask for a legal opinion on this. Okay.
Thank you.
So let's go to a vote on it. Do we have a volunteer to take the roll? James? You want to do that?
Sure. Since I have it from the form of the email and not in alphabetical order, let's go with Alex first.
I vote yes on my substitute motion.
Now to Robin.
Yes.
Now to Vanessa.
I'll pass.
Heather is absent. Lawrence?
No.
Grace.
Not sure yet. Pass.
Okay. Dwayne.
No.
Lydia's absent. Myself, I'm going to vote no. Tom is absent. So we go back to Grace with a pass. I apologize. That's just the order I have it in. I should have gone to Vanessa.
James, you forgot me again.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Lyndon. You're not on the list on the email. I apologize. Lyndon.
I vote yes.
Yes, okay. And now let's go back. Let's do it right this time. Let's go back to Vanessa, who passed.
No.
No. And Grace.
I abstain.
Okay. Oops. All right. That gives us 1, 2, 3. Yes. And 1, 2, 3, no. So that fails. Is that right?
I count 4 no, actually.
Okay, let me just redo it. I don't have a sheet, so I'm doing this roughly.
I did too, but I didn't write it down.
I have Dwayne, no. James, no. Oh, let's see. 1, 2, 3. No, you're correct. 4 no. Because Lawrence, okay. Dwayne, James, and Vanessa.
Okay, so that motion failed. Now we'll go to Dwayne's amendment, and let's take a vote on that. And does anybody want to repeat what Dwayne's amendment is? Dwayne's amendment is to go to the, refer this to the Governance Committee and to ask Arthur for his legal opinion.
Okay.
James, you want to take the roll on
sure.
that again?
Lawrence?
Yeah. Yes, I'm sorry.
I heard you. Yep. Dwayne?
Yes.
Grace?
Yes.
Alex?
No.
James, going to vote yes. Lydia, oh, Lyndon, I'm sorry, Lyndon.
I'll abstain.
Okay, Lyndon, abstain. Tom is absent, Heather is absent. Robin.
No.
And that's it. Anybody who didn't vote?
Vanessa votes yes.
I'm sorry, Vanessa.
That's okay.
Okay. Again, I don't have a sheet. I'm just working with rough notes here. So I have 1, 2, 3. Four, five yeses, two noes, and one abstention. Is that right?
I think so. I didn't track that so carefully. Okay, anyway, that motion passes, so now let's go to the original.
This is Grace.
Yeah.
Can I be recognized? Can I add an amendment at this point?
No. No,
why not?
We're voting. Because we're voting on it now.
Well, I don't see any reason that I can't, at this point, add another amendment.
Actually, you're right, because we still have, this is still on the agenda. We're not out of time.
And we still haven't voted.
I thought we were, but we're not. Are we?
I'd like to add
Go ahead, Grace. I thought you was doing a motion, not an amendment.
That before being taken up by the governance committee, that a communication, a communication from NETA be gotten, indicating that there's no expense in this to this change.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Lawrence, to the staff chair.
What is your point of order?
I second the motion.
Hold on. I'm asking Quayne what his point of order is.
Okay. If, first off, you can't amend something that's already been voted on. But I believe the member would be in order if there's still time, which you, whoever's taking the time, if there was time and you recognized her, she can bring up a new motion. But she can't amend the motion that just passed.
Well, okay, Dwayne, we did not vote on the main motion. We just voted on your amendment.
Okay, Grace, I can amend the main motion rather than amending the amendment.
Offering another amendment to the main motion, that's what we're doing.
Okay, I'll just say that the amendment would be to obtain an email from NETA in the present stating that there is no expense for this change.
Okay. Does anybody object to this amendment? Okay. The amendment passes. So now, unless there are further amendments, let's go to a vote on the main motion as amended. And there's two amendments that we passed, as Dwayne's and Grace's. And the main motion is to change the affiliates department into a unit, and it's a name change that apparently has no fiscal consequences, but we need to verify that with NETA. And we have an amendment to refer this to the governance committee and to Arthur Schwartz as our legal counsel.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to be recognized.
Yes.
So if that opinion from NETA could also be forwarded to me, and I would forward it to the governance committee when we workshop this amendment and do a report out.
Yeah.
In regards to the amendment.
Sure.
I have a question, Mr. Chair.
We need to come to a vote. Is your question pertaining to the vote?
It certainly is.
Okay. Go ahead.
We just passed an amendment, a motion.
Yeah.
That approved referring this action to a committee and to our attorney. How then can you turn around?
We did not pass the motion yet, Dwayne. We just voted on the amendments. We have to vote now on the main motion.
That's the whole point. My amendment was to refer. So therefore, the main motion has to be held because we've already approved.
Well, we still have to vote on what we're referring, don't we?
No, we don't.
We
have to come back later on. After we've satisfied what we passed.
Give me a minute to look this up in my copy of Robert's Rules, okay?
That's fair. Whole point of the motion to refer.
You may be right. I just want to check. We do not have a parliamentarian here.
But does that mean that Dwayne's motion was actually a substitute and not an amendment?
It's actually a motion to refer to another committee. It really wasn't an amendment in that sense. So I think we were mischaracterizing the motion.
Matt, I have the floor real quick. Because I think Grace's motion is a standalone and independent motion and a motion to refer. I think what should have happened was that we should have voted on the referral, and then Grace just could have made an independent motion.
That's what I thought we did. There was no objection to Grace's motion. Do I recall correctly, there was no objection to Grace? There was no objection. Referred to it as amendment. I refer to it as a motion.
Just give me another minute. I'm having trouble finding this particular motion. Okay, I'm gonna consider that Dwayne's point is correct, and really this was a motion to refer, and that Grace's motion was an entirely separate motion. So that's it. We're done with this agenda item then. Okay, let's go back to where are we at? Did Lydia get on the call at all?
Didn't hear.
She hasn't responded to me, so I don't think she's on the call.
Okay, I put on the agenda a discussion on accurate financial reporting. This is in relation to a matter that was brought up on the Finance Committee. I think the Strategic Planning Committee ought to weigh in on this as well. And Grace knows quite a bit about this matter. I'm going to ask her to explain it. But basically, we're talking about an item that was booked on KPFA's profit and loss statement as revenue, when that item, which was the sale of the Nakupon building, should not have been booked as revenue on KPFA's books, but as revenue from the national office, because it was property from Pacifica Foundation property that was sold in order to make the loan possible. Furthermore, my understanding is that the KPFA business manager claims that it was a loan to the national office, and they expect to get paid back from the national office, which is, in my opinion, completely absurd. Now, we've already passed a motion on the national board on this, so that we don't really need to pass a motion. I just thought we should have a discussion to clarify this. Grace, do you want to add something to this?
Well, actually, there is still a motion to rescind the motion that was passed. That's still pending. It will be taken up in the next our next open meeting.
Okay.
Essentially, NETA is saying that it would be unethical to change the books because KPFA was taking depreciation on the property for years, so therefore it has to be considered to be income from the proceeds of the sale, which doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever, but That's NETA's reasoning. We passed a motion to take that income off KPFA's books put it on the books of the national office. It makes no difference whatsoever to the overall accounting of Pacifica because the units, the accounting for the units is just for budgeting purposes for the PNB and for the units themselves so they can figure out if they're making more money, if they're making less money, et cetera. It's a tool to see how healthy a station is or unhealthy. So I don't understand where this is going to go, but at any rate, I sent George from NETA and many others the title report on that building. The title is in the owner is listed as the Pacifica Foundation. It was actually bought. It was the title was transferred and to the Pacifica Foundation on January 31st, 1989. That's the date of the recording of the transfer of ownership from another party to the Pacifica Foundation. The building, the Nakapon building, was built in 1928. The KPFA building, it appears that in 1988 or 1989, Pacifica bought a parcel of land. The Nakapon building was part of that parcel, and then I believe Pacifica cut the parcel up into different segments and decided to build the KPFA building at 1929 Martin Luther King Jr. Way. And that building started, I believe, in 1992. And I don't exactly remember when KPFA moved into their new building, but the Nakapon building had nothing to do with that building. The Nakapon building, as I just stated, was built, or maybe I didn't, was built originally in 1928. And it wasn't renovated or anything. So it's a separate building. Real estate is owned by the Pacifica Foundation. So it seems silly to book it as income, the sale of the Nakapon as income for KPFA. It wasn't ever, the money never went to KPFA. It wasn't, the building wasn't ever owned by KPFA. The board decided to sell it to pay off part of the settlement with the Empire State Realty Trust. That's how the money was utilized. So it should simply be a transaction having to do with the national office and not KPFA. So this is something we have to straighten out. Because it just seems to inflate the income of KPFA erroneously for budgeting and other analysis purposes. It's very confusing, in my opinion.
Is James with a question for Grace?
Go ahead, James.
One of the points that they make is that the KPFA listeners were the ones who paid for, you know, raised the money and then paid for the property, I guess, meaning the property that the Nakapon building was on and that ultimately the KPFA building was built on. Is that the case or not?
I think that it's unclear. It certainly was not all of the, from the research that I've done, and there is not a lot of information about it. We don't seem to have a lot of written records in Pacifica. But from what I could find out, the purchase of the land was done as an, and the actually the building of the KPFA building was a project, a capital campaign that was initiated by the Pacifica National Board, not KPFA, and a significant amount of money was raised from KPFA listeners. However, all the assets of Pacifica are owned by the Pacifica Foundation.
KPFA right, so even
does
if that was
own
even if it was their money, it doesn't change the basic legal reality.
Exactly.
Could whoever is typing in the background, please mute yourself. Thank you.
Okay. So,
Robin, for this to act whenever the time comes.
Yeah, just let me finish a little piece of that. Oh, I lost my train of thought. I'll come back to it.
Okay, Robin, did you?
Well, you know, well, of course Pacifica owns everything, right? But if you look at companies all over the country and nonprofits, they have to keep track of their divisions, their departments, their units. And the reason George was so adamant that this would be unethical is that the accounting of each part of a business, even though it's owned by the mother, you know, ownership, is very important. It has to accurately reflect the difference between each of the programs or units or departments or whatever you call it. And when you simply move things around and say, well, it all belongs to the main thing, you then don't have accurate accounting of how each part of that company operates. That's why he was so resistant to it. And I, for example, worked with Environmental Traveling Companions in California that has, they have a riverboat program, they have a kayaking program, they bought property up on the river, they bought property up on, you know, in the Sierras for their ski program. They take handicapped kids doing all these different things. When I did all the reporting and for that, each part was reported separately because you had to understand how that program was operating, you know. And if you just say, well, it all belongs to the nonprofit, and you don't have to distinguish it when it's something sold, that's not right. If it was depreciated under KPFA's books, it should have stayed in KPFA's books. Now, I don't have any game in this. It's like I'm not, you know, I don't care which, I'm not a part of any of these stations and their units and their the fights between how one is failing or not failing. But that's what George was talking about. Just because the main company owns the whole thing doesn't mean that you don't accurately have to keep track of each part of it. So he's, you know, Nita is going to be very resistant to this, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, Robin, that's not the argument. The argument is not that because Pacifica owns all the property that therefore Pacifica can come in and put everything under the National Office label. The argument is very simply that the National Office was never part of KPFA's property. It was the National Office. It was a separate, distinct entity from KPFA. It was actually a separate building, and there was also a commercial venture on the ground floor that was part of that. And there's absolutely no reason to treat the Nakapon building the same way as we treat the KPFA studio building. They're two separate buildings. There simply is no good reason why anyone should come along and say that was KPFA's building.
This is Grace for the stack.
Yes, Grace.
Wayne for the stack.
Okay. All right. Here's the thing. If the rationale is that, first of all, there has to be, if there are errors in the books in the past, there has to be a way to correct an error. If what George is saying, I don't agree with the argument that just because KPFA took depreciation on the building, that the proceeds from the sale of the building belong on their books. I think that that's a stretch. But at any rate, if KPFA took credit for the depreciation of Nakapon, and that was incorrect, there should be a way to rectify that. But on the other hand, if the argument is that KPFA listeners mainly paid for that building, Nakapon building, and therefore, in a sense, the building is owned.
Excuse me, Grace. Somebody needs to put themselves on mute, please.
Pardon me?
Yeah, somebody needs to. That was made too.
There's some background noise.
Okay. So if the rationale is that the listeners of KPFA in the far past paid for that property, even though the title is the Pacifica Foundation, then to be consistent, the $583,000 bequest from a listener from WBAI should not be considered income of the national office, but should be considered income of WBAI. I mean, you know, that was a listener who donated to Pacifica. So let's say that a bunch of money from the KPFA signal area was donated to the foundation to buy the property and then to build a building on it. Or not. Actually, Nakapon was built in 1928. It wasn't built. The property and the building was bought by Pacifica. It's still, you have to be consistent with the books. If the rationale is that if a station, the listeners of a station donate to the national, then that goes on the station's books, then the $583,000 and every other bequest that goes to the national, to Pacifica Foundation, should be booked to the station within their geographical location. And that would take a huge amount of change in bookkeeping to effectuate. So it's not consistent. It's not consistent bookkeeping.
Okay, anybody else?
This is Lyndon. I think I was next on the stack.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
I was going to chime in, agree with Robin. I think, you know, let our accounting people do what they know how to do. It sounded to me, I listened to the call, it sounded to me like he was just going to walk rather than accede to what you want. But if you can convince them with evidence, then I'm also like Robin, I don't really care. It doesn't, you know, affect, I don't think it affects, you know, much of anything. But if this last argument about the bequeathment of the $583,000, I think that is totally disingenuous. I'd have to see that, you know, what the bequeathment was written out for, but this just geographical reason, I don't get. So that's my two cents.
Okay.
Lonnie, for the stack.
Before you get on, would somebody like
that was to, before Lyndon.
Yeah, would somebody like to propose a motion out of this discussion urging the Pacifica National Board to reject rescinding the motion we previously passed on this issue?
So moved.
Okay.
Chair,
Go ahead,
this is Lonnie. I think I could better inform my vote by stating the following. I think Grace brings up a good point in regards to some of the particulars that she has. I've been lobby in regards to the motion to rescind, and I've asked for the following evidence. That's for the evidence that produced the property deed in regards to the Nakapon building. I would like to see that. I think the director should have a copy of that in regards to who really bought the building and then who took the deed for the building. And then at the time, there was a parcel that was used for the national office, I believe. So I like to see that agreement as well in order for me to really inform my vote, in regards to I'm leaning against not rescinding the motion, but I think there's evidence out there that needs to be provided to the directors in order for them to make a better informed decision. So that's all I have to say.
Okay. Anybody else?
And if anybody could speak to that, I would appreciate it.
Yes, I think
Dwayne,
I've asked for the stack
that's right.
Second time now, third time now. Okay. I do believe that some of us conflate what may be acceptable, generally accepted accounting principles and procedures with the fact that in the beginning, someone, namely the ED, instructed this accounting interest. So if one person, being an ED, can ask NESA to do this, then why can't someone else ask him to do that? Because I think the record reflects Netta had no dog in the hunt. But someone said this is the way it should be recorded, and so it was. Well, it ought to be consistent, to say the least. And for those of us who own businesses and have been part of both government and for-profit private entities, you operate two ways. And this particular corporation operates one way, and then there are others that operate a second way. The first way is that you do have subsidiaries, that you either name them as DBAs, doing business as it relates to the state of Texas, or you actually incorporate them as subsidiaries. But you still, a holding company still owns them. And yes, if you are doing business as, then it's not going to have its own book. It's going to have its own accounting, but it's not going to have its own book. There's a general book, a general ledger for the corporation. Now, if it's a separate entity, which our stations are not, if it's a separate entity that is incorporated of itself, which is owned by the parent corporation, then you would assess assets and liabilities to that entity. So while some of us say we understand accounting and we sound like we're authorities on accounting, that's just basic accounting principles. And by the way, I've noticed that the last two speakers, particularly there was 2 minutes and 40 seconds on Grace, Linda. And so I think you're not being fair because
I said, Dwayne, you're not being fair.
I timed it myself, okay?
Dwayne, pardon me. Did you not hear me say time?
Well, the bell went off, so that's an indication that it's time.
No, I mean, when I said time on Grace at 2 minutes. And Alex let
no,
it go
didn't.
On for 50 more. Yes, I did. And Alex let her
I
go on for 50
you.
More seconds. Well,
okay,
anybody
okay.
else hear me call
I didn't
Tom?
Hear you say time.
I was trying to let you finish your thought, so please finish your thought.
Well, I just want to get out here that this has nothing to do with improper accounting. What it has to do is how the corporation decides, and we are not separate entities. All assets, and people hate to hear this, but because neither one of these stations are separate entities formulated as corporations, they are sub-entities of the foundation. So all the assets, no matter how you report them, there are no profit and loss for one station. It's a profit and loss for the foundation. So we do have the authority to instruct NEDA to record these assets, these liabilities, these entries, as we, our accountants, see fit. They work for us. And if they feel like anyone can tell you, I'm not going to do that because I think it's illegal. And then you can go down the street and get another accountant or another firm that says, oh, we don't have a problem with that. Because it is much to do with opinion and how people want, because if they listen to the previous ED and recorded it in such a way, they can listen to this PNB majority and record it a certain way. Thank you.
Okay. I just want to say one more thing.
This is Grace also. I have a...
Okay. Can I speak and then you go?
Sure.
All right. I just wanted to respond to Lyndon. I don't know why you find the comparison of WBI getting a $580,000 grant with the capital campaign that KPFA launched, that actually the Pacifica Foundation launched to buy a building or buy two buildings. I don't know exactly how it was framed at the time, because I am sure in that case the people who wrote the checks probably. I mean, I didn't see them, but I imagine the checks were written out to the Pacifica Foundation. They were probably not written out to KPFA. Just like the check for the Bequest WBA got, I'm sure it was written out to the Pacifica Foundation. The fact that it came from a WBAI listener doesn't negate the fact that money goes to Pacifica. Same thing here. I don't really understand what the difference is between the two situations. So I don't see that as a good argument at all. Anyway, Grace, go ahead.
Okay. To say that we should just leave our accountants alone and never, you know, examine their work or ask questions, I think it would be abdicating our fiduciary responsibility as board members. For instance, the income from the proceeds of the sale of the Nakupon building were entered in the line item miscellaneous income / listener support. If that had not been unearthed by some board members, that would have been very extremely misleading. It leads one to assume that currently some major donors or whatever to KPFA gave KPFA money to the tune of $927,000, which was not the case. So it is necessary. Some of these things are have to do with accounting procedures, and some of them have to do with the history of the foundation. So I'll give you another example, something that I just saw in the last few days. There is a $5,000 settlement that Tom Livingston made with Steve Brown, who lives in New York City, for an old lawsuit from many years ago. Steve Brown has a summary judgment against Pacifica for, I believe, $140,000. And what happened back in like 2006 or something like that is somebody from the New York area sued Pacifica and sued Steve Brown. Okay, this had nothing to do with WBAI.
Grace,
it happened to be in New York. So, but on the books currently, $5,000 a month is being charged to WBAI as to pay off the settlement for that to Steve Brown, which is improper. This is an agreement that the Pacifica, this is a Pacifica Foundation. So why did that happen? We have to figure that out. It's
okay.
Currently being improperly booked.
If there's no further discussion, can we go to a vote on the motion? The motion reads, the Strategic Planning Committee of the Pacifica National Board recommends to the PNB that it reject the motion to rescind the previous motion on accurate reporting. Okay, James, could you take a vote on this?
I can, and I'm going to do it in a different order this time. I'm going to go by the order on the email. I wasn't
okay.
Doing that last time. Okay, Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Robin Collier.
No.
Vanessa.
Pass.
Heather, absent. Lawrence.
Heather's here.
Oh,
here.
Heather.
Sorry.
Heather. Hello,
yes,
Heather.
I'm sorry. I'm saying yes.
Okay. And Lawrence. Lawrence, are you muted? I'm going to put Lawrence down for a pass for now. We'll go to Grace.
Yeah, thank you, James. I pass. I was muted.
Yes.
And Dwayne.
I'm going to pass.
And Lydia's absent. Myself. I'm going to pass for now. And Tom is absent. I'm passing mostly because I'm trying to keep up with this. Okay, let's go back to Lauren. To Vanessa, who passed.
Passing again, sorry.
That will be an abstention, right?
Okay. Is the two passes equals an abstention?
Well,
you cannot passes. Move on, please.
Tom is up passing. You have to vote.
I think somebody correct me. I think a pass becomes an abstention on the second round, no?
No.
I don't know.
No, you just vote.
It would be no voting. It just was a non-vote. It's what it is.
Okay, so she's
okay,
not
I don't
voting.
Know how to vote, so I'll just abstain. I wasn't sure yet. I'll just abstain.
Okay, that's fine. And Lawrence. Lawrence?
Sorry, I have a hard time unmuting. I'll vote yes.
Okay. And Dwayne?
Don't abstain.
Dwayne abstains. Lydia and myself.
James, I'd like to vote.
Oh, Lyndon, I'm so sorry. You're not on the email, so I keep missing it.
I vote no.
Okay. And I think I'm going to abstain now as well. Okay, so one, two, three, four. We have five yeses, one no, and one, two, three, four, five abstentions.
I count two no's.
I'm sorry, I count two no's as well. What did I say?
You said one no.
I'm sorry, two no's, correct.
Okay, so the motion passes. Okay, next item is new business. Lawrence, did you have something you wanted to add for new business?
No, can we take it up next meeting? Because I couldn't find it, and I left a message for Michael Novick to forward me the email. But he didn't answer. So
okay.
You could just
we can do
whole business or something.
Okay, and we're well past our estimated adjournment time, so we'll meet again in 2 weeks. Okay, post the Monday, 2 weeks from today.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Did that motion pass?
So moved.
The one we just voted on?
Yes, it did.
Huh?
Yes, it
yes.
passed.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye, everybody. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye.
Good night.